welcome to our weekly vinyl revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenters, Albert
and Selena Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand.
Some of the top hits of 1941 include Dolores by Bing Crosby, Daddy by Sammy Kaye, and The Ink Spots with I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Here's comedian-singer Arthur Askey with his wake-up call, Hello to the Sun, with orchestra conducted by D-Boy Somers from October.
Why do people all over the earth lie abed snoring all holy hour when they might be getting some fun? If they do as I do, get up with the sun, I'm up with the lark as soon as it's day. I tear off the bedclothes and throw them away before the day has really begun. I'm ready to say hello to the sun. I stretch out my arms, I try out my legs, coffee, the bacon, the eggs. I'm way ahead of everyone. The first one to say hello to the sun. It's too, too good to be true. To do as I feel as I do. I'm up with the lark, I'm happy that way. I'm out and about and happy to say I'm friends with all and jealous of none. Happy to say hello to the sun. Though I seldom drink more than I ought, if I'm alone with a bottle of port, there's a different story to tell.
Though I rise quite early, I'm not very well. I'm up with the lark,
I've not slept a wink. I tear off my nightie and splash in the sink. The landlady's daughter is out for a run, so I have to say hello to the sun. I slink down the lane, I roll in the hay, I gather me roadbugs and throw them away. I sip the dew, it's excellent fun, while trying to say hello to the sun. So hey-ho, I'm walking on air, with time on my hand and straw in my hair. I'm up with the lark, I'm out in the blue, I'm not with the wind, I'm down with the blue. My day is done before it's begun. Trying to say hello to the sun.
And there you go.
Whatever will be
Shannon, born Charles Westover in Coopersville, Michigan, with his big top single, The Swiss Maid, a modest number 64 on the Billboard Top 100, but peaking at number 2 on the UK charts from October 1962. And first up, Doris Day with her number 2 hit, Whatever Will Be, Will Be, from the film The Man Who Knew Too Much, with Frank DeVol and his orchestra, from July 1956. And Doris will be turning 95 next month.
Hungarian-born singer Eve Boswell begins the British pop with her Parlophone single Down by the Sugar Cane, with orchestra conducted by Reg Owen from June 1956, followed by Dusty Springfield with a Burt Bacharach composition Wishing and Hoping, reaching number 6 on the UK charts from July 1964.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Sugar cane every Saturday evening, waiting for someone I adore. Adorable and sweet, sweeter than the sugar cane, is someone I'm waiting for. And so I sing my happy little song. Roll on Saturday, won't you roll along? Sing and never wear a frown. Nothing in this world can get me down by the sugar cane every Saturday evening, waiting for someone I adore. Adorable and sweet, sweeter than the sugar cane, is someone I'm waiting for.
Sugar cane.
Saturday, won't you roll along? Sing, and never wear a frown. 'Cause nothing in this world can get me down by the sugar cane. Every Saturday evening, waiting for someone I adore. Adorable and sweet, sweeter than the sugar cane, is someone I'm waiting for.
And praying, planning, and dreaming each night of it.
and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start that won't get you into his heart.
Black female trio from Memphis, the Dixie Belles, continue with Southtown USA, featuring Jerry Smith of Cornbread and Jerry on piano, a number 15 hit on Billboard from February 1964, followed by the Twist specialist Chubby Checker with his Parkway single Lottie Low, reaching number 12 on Billboard from November 1963.
Walk. We got talk, 'cause fancy talk is for the birds. A kiss is worth a thousand words. Ha! Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Ha! Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Hey, girl, I love you so. All together. Oh, yeah.
The American instrumental group The Ventures begins a musical interlude with No Trespassing, the B-side of their number 15 hit Perfidia from November 1960, followed by the band of HM Grenadier Guards with their popular French march, Le Rêve Passé, conducted by Lieutenant Colonel George Miller, recorded in 1940. We'll be right back.
tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities. This week spanning from the late 30s to the mid-60s. You can also download and listen to us online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word.
I Fought a Pieces singer Patsy Cline begins a country pop segment with her Decca single Walkin' After Midnight, a number 12 hit on the Billboard pop chart from March 1957, followed by Lawton Williams with his RCA Victor single Everything's Okay on the LBJ, released in August 1964. A sequel to that song was recorded in April 1969.
Say
UK male duo Flanagan and Allen again begins our vintage track with their wartime favourite, Run Rabbit Run, with Stanley Black and his orchestra, the flip side of the Washing on the Siege Freed Line from December 1939. The name of Flanagan and Allen remains the most famous of the participants in the Crazy Gang.
Said I will mess with you, I love you long. You've done me wrong.
moving up to the early 60s for Detroit R&B singer, songwriter, pianist Marv Johnson with his United Artists single, You've Got to Move Two Mountains, reaching number 20 on Billboard from October 1960. His previous two top 10 hits were You Got What It Takes and I Love the Way You Love.
Philadelphia 10 idol Bobby Riddell begins the rock and roll segment with his cameo rocker Wildwood Days, a number 17 hit on the Billboard charts from June 1963. His next major hit, Forget Him, peaked at number 4 and spending 12 weeks on Billboard in December.
And the hits still just keep on coming.
Spring will soon be gone. Summer's coming.
Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
I'm in love with you.
was Hello Mary Lou singer Ricky Nelson from Teaneck, New Jersey, with his Imperial album track Someday from November 1958. It was released on London 45 single only in the UK, Australia and New Zealand. That song also became a number two hit for baritone singer Vaughan Monroe back in July 1949.
Los Angeles pop trio The Walker Brothers will close the program with The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. We hope not. Reaching number 13 on the Billboard charts from April 1966. And on March the 18th, Vinyl Revival will present a Vera Lynn special to mark her 100th birthday, mixed with other British artists of that period. Until 6:45pm next week, this has been your host Albert.
And Selena Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.
Portal to Auckland's communities, planetaudio.org.nz.